be the tipping point.
I literally am out of time, but I have to go there next. The White House actually responded to this petition. That's, I think, over 100,000 petitions to have you kicked out. They have to respond to this. This isn't a joke. What did they say?
Well, it was very interesting. I thought Jay Carney, the White House spokesman, said two things. One, that they would be making a formal response, so President Obama will decide whether I'm going to be deported or not. But I thought there was a clue, perhaps, to that decision-making thought process in the second part of the statement, which said that they wanted to remind people that they respect the right of freedom of expression, which is, of course, a constitutional right under the First Amendment. And there is an irony here, actually, about people who want to deport me for supposedly attacking the Second Amendment, and yet that would in itself be a flagrant breach of the First Amendment, the freedom of speech, expression, particularly with the press. It's noted there. And I think that this debate has to be had. It has to continue. It cannot be allowed to die just because a story fades out after a couple of weeks. There will be another mass shooting in America in the next few months, and we all know this. And the answer to Sandy Hook is not to do nothing. That is a moral and ethical
I'm flat out of time.
Of any kind of responsibility.
I'm flat out of time, but I cannot wait for tonight's program because I know you've got more coming up. Piers, thanks for doing this with me. Thanks for talking to me.
Thanks, Ashley.